Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley. He is with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. We're going to talk about the fact that the museum is opening. We've got some good news finally on that front. And as far as, you know, the semester starting and school is opening back up, they have a new director or curator, excuse me, of a paleontology down there. And we're going to talk about that and a few other great things that are going on at the Prehistoric Museum. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Sure, Dave. It's always a pleasure to join you.
So let's start right out of the gate. August 31st. August. First day of classes, the museum is going to open back up.
That's right. First day of the fall semester here at USU and USU Eastern. It's also going to be the first day that we will be open since March 16th. So it's been quite some time, and we've adjusted a bunch of things to make it so we can open safely for the public to come revisit the museum, and we'd love to see you.
And I was going to say, what are some of the new protocols and things like that that are in place that people are going to see when they come back to the museum?
Sure. So some of the things I'll start with some of the things you might not see or might not notice as much. Various things like you see at most retail stores today with plexi barriers separating the gift shop clerks, admissions clerks from the visitors. We also have a new sort of system of sanitization throughout the day where our custodian is sanitizing common touch surfaces like banisters and railings and elevator buttons three times a day to reduce the potential for contact exposure there. And so you won't necessarily see those things, but there are some things that you'll definitely see. The first one is basically based on Governor Gary Herbert's executive order and also President Cockett, who's the president of the USU systems policy. Masks will be required at least through the end of 2020 to enter the museum. So you'll be required to wear a mask while visiting the museum. And if you come in without one, we will provide one for you.
So you will have, if someone gets out there and doesn't happen to have a mask with them, they will be there.
Yeah, we'd be happy to provide a mask, and we should have both adult and kid sizes available. I know the masks don't always fit as well on those smaller faces and smaller ears, and so we should have a triple layer mask available if you do not have one. So that's one thing you'll definitely see, is that people will be wearing masks. We'll also be asking people to social distance. As you might expect, stay with your group. And in doing so, we've actually added a bunch of signage and floor markers around the museum. They include signs reminding you to stay 6 feet apart from people that you're not there visiting with, as well as some directional markers. We have four stairways, two on each side, the Hall of Paleontology and the Hall of Archaeology. And we've designated one on each hall as an up stairway and a down stairway. We also have directional markers to help guide your flow through the museum. Of course, we've all become fairly familiar with this with places like Lynn's and Smith's and Walmart, with requiring people to sort of go down aisles in certain patterns. And so it's going to be something similar to that. You'll be able to see directional arrows, and we'd like you to follow them.
Okay, and the other thing that we've kind of talked about the last couple of times you've been in here, you've kind of made some changes in the museum that kind of helps map things out better anyway as far as flow, correct?
Yeah, and so we've gone through, we've been actually talking about trying to have a directional pattern. For those of you who've been to the museum, the original museum was a former gymnasium that's part of the building, the city building that was built in the 1920s, and that's now the Hall of Archaeology. And so it's a big open space, and so it's hard to sort of cause direction, but there is a story we're trying to tell. It's a story on that side of Native American cultures through time in eastern Utah. And so we've sort of toyed with the idea of having directional arrows to direct you to go through the Ice Age, through this period we call the Archaic, to when the farmers get here, and then eventually to when the Spanish come here in 1776. And so we've been able to sort of kill two birds with one stone by having both directional arrows for separation and safety, as well as sort of helping people follow the flow of the story.
Okay, and then also, when you're using those staircases, you go upstairs, you said that you're going to extend the exhibit that's in the gallery upstairs, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have a great exhibit, Turning Life into Art, a tribute to Charlie Johnston, who was a great local and Alaska-based artist. He moved out here, I think, in the mid-90s, about 1996, and has lived here half the year or more ever since. He was a great guy. He passed away, actually, on July 22nd of this year. But that exhibit opened, and it's a really great exhibit that sort of walks through. He's a naturalist type of painter and sculptor, and so his artwork's inspired by the landscapes around us and the animals and plants around us. And so the exhibit really focused on how do you take something like a picture of a mountain or a mount of a pronghorn and turn that into a painting or other work of art. And so it goes from the sort of the natural objects through sort of field notes and field sketches into the final artwork, because that's really the type of artist he was. But with him passing away, we wanted to be able to extend it. Also, it opened about 2 weeks before we closed, so very few people have had a chance to really see it. And so it was originally scheduled to close October 24th, but now it's going to be sometime into 2021. And it really is a tremendous exhibit. And as unfortunate as it is that he passed away over the summer, we're really thrilled to be able to continue to host it and hold it up as his legacy.
Dr. Riley, I know there are other issues that you wanted to cover on this, so would you be willing to stay over for another segment?
Oh, sure, Dave.
All right, so stick around. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Tim Riley from the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum.